This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Melody Schwegel, Executive Director of Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you guys made a big announcement. Tell us about it.
Yes, we did. We made our announcement for our 2021-2022 live theater season.
All right. Tell us.
Just a couple days ago.
Yeah. Tell us what's going to be happening.
Well, we are going to start off our season with The Lion King Jr. You've probably already heard that we are doing that one, but we are including it in our season. And that one actually opens on August 12th and it runs through the 22nd, and that will be at Wildlife Safari.
Wow. And that's
and then
tell us more about doing that outdoors, how that's going to work.
Well, we sat down with the Wildlife Safari, and they have that outdoor dome where they usually do some animal shows and everything. And they've just redone the, the tarp area over top of it and the rock work, and they took down the little retaining wall. It's the perfect space for the Lion King. And we've been in rehearsals for about 3 weeks now with 30 kids, and they're just fantastic, and we're so excited about this production.
So take us through the rest of the season.
Yes. So we are actually tiptoeing into our season, into indoor theater, starting September 10th through the 19th. So that's only 2 weeks because, like I said, we just want to tread a little bit, you know, softly, just so, you know, because we don't want to have our heart broken again because we've canceled 11 productions. So, but this one will be indoors and it's called Broadway Villains. We've never done anything like that before. And it's a music review all around villains, and it is directed by Bob Moreland. So you probably know that name. He's one of our big actors in town, and so he's making his directorial debut with that one. And then we go to our Christmas slot, and this one is really exciting too, because it's Elf the Musical, and this will be at Jacoby Auditorium, and this will be December 2nd through the 19th. So that should give you 3 weeks to catch this amazing musical. And see, the cool thing about this production is it's only been available for 2 years, and then they're pulling it back. So this is our last opportunity to get to do this before they basically put it back in the vault, I guess you would say. And I will be directing that one. And then we continue. Oh, go ahead.
And that obviously is going to be a big deal to do it out there, Jacoby, that time of year.
Yes, that's a huge musical. We don't put anything on Jacoby Auditorium unless it is a massive musical. And that's exactly what Elf is. And Dancing Elves, there's a huge Dancing Santa number where I think there's like 20 different Santas on stage dancing at once. And it's just fantastic. It's really good. It gives a different take to Elf that most people have seen, but in a musical version.
Wow. And I've got to wrap my head around the idea of 20 dancing Santas. Not sure what to do about that.
Yes, in a Chinese restaurant, too. And then we will continue our season with the ever popular, the very, very disappointed musical that we didn't get to see. We were, I think, just 3 weeks away from opening night when COVID hit. But Mamma Mia is coming back January 20th through February 20th. So that is a 5-week run because we sold the run out. I think we were 90% sold out before the show even opened. So we've went ahead and we just scheduled the 5th week in there so people have an opportunity to see Mamma Mia.
Wow. There was a lot of people getting ready for that one, so I'm sure you have a lot of interest there. Couple more to cover here, and you've got to just be excited to be having a season.
Oh, my goodness. We are just so excited. There's so many people who just want to volunteer to be involved, to get back the creative juices flowing and be on stage and work backstage. And it's great. It's just really, really great to be back.
Great. So tell us about the last two.
Yep, the last two, we've got Puffs. Now, Puffs was another one that was set to open during COVID, but that one sadly got put on hold. And also making her, oh, I do apologize, Jenny Prowitz is directing Mamma Mia. I do have to mention her. She's just fabulous. So Puffs, Christina Moroni, she is the theater director at RHS, and she is making her UX directorial debut. Puffs is, I can't say it for licensing reasons, but it's about that boy who went to the school for magic, and for 7 years, you guys might know who that is. But this one is about him. This is about the Puffs. And it's just so funny, and it's kind of a spoof on that, I guess, that whole entire series. But it's just great. It's fabulous. And then closing up our season on May 26th through June 19th is an original production called The Ghosts of Covington Manor. And for the last couple of years, we've been producing these plays by Martin Follacy, who's our UAC board president. And this is, to me, one of his funniest scripts. It is, it's got a lot of mystery and comedy. It's just a really, really good way to wrap up the season.
So now that you've announced it and you're getting ready, is there a point where, I know the first one is fairly close, but for the rest of them, where people could start getting tickets now?
We will start selling tickets, I believe, in August for Broadway Villains. I don't think we are going to have any season tickets available just because of the inconsistencies of our the run dates, the run time. So we've got two of them that are 2 weeks, one of them that's 3 weeks, one of them that's 5 weeks. So this year, we're kind of holding off on season tickets. But about a month before each of the shows go up, you can definitely purchase your tickets.
All right. And how do people do that?
You can go to our website at ux-theater.com. You can call us at 541-673-2125.
All right, Melody Schwegel, Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:41 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Ability Supply.